Compass FM with Steph. It's really nice to have them back. Andrew Crook, the president for the Lions here in Arangira. Morena, how are you?
Morning, how are you? I'm really good, thanks, Steph.
Lovely to have you in the studio. And Kimberly Tonkin, also from the Arangira Lions Marketing and Promotions. G'day, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Really nice to have you both back in the studio. So it's been a wee while. Hey, so Andrew, I thought we'd start with you. Tell me about how your projects with the Lions have progressed since we last spoke.
Yeah, so as we last spoke, we sort of talked a little bit about our multi-district speech-making competition. That went really well. Fortunately, from our district level one, Millie Jane out of Huanui won the competition out of all New Zealand.
Fantastic.
So that was really fantastic to see somebody within our Waimakere Huanui area to win the competition. We've also just finished up our horse and pig manure projects, and also our kindling project has finished for the year because you don't really need to light the fire at this time of the year.
Well, in saying that, I did light my fire last night, Andrew.
Well, that's, that's very true.
You but know, if people had kindling from the Lions, they would have been all prepared for that, wouldn't they?
Yes, that's very true.
Dog agility project, how's that going?
That's going really well with Tune Soil. So every Saturday, a group of our team go down there and starting to build the progress on that. I haven't unfortunately been able to get down myself to sort of see what's been happening because unfortunately work commitments and things like that, but hopefully I'll get down in the next couple of weeks and see how the amazing team are going.
That is fantastic. So the projects in relation to the rugby tournament, tell me about the rugby tournament and the Trout Festival.
Oh, they went very fantastic. Obviously the rugby tournament, we had two other clubs. We had Wooding Pegasus and Oxford down there with their food caravan. We worked really amazing as a team. It was good to see so many Lions people. We had people coming up really excited to see us there. The Trout Festival, I couldn't attend. I heard, I believed it went really well down there, down at the Groin sort of Clearwater area, and they made some profit, so which was good to see.
And the great part, of course, with the Lions Club is all the money that you make goes straight back into our communities, doesn't it?
Exactly, exactly. So
Christmas isn't too far away, dare I say it. Hey, Andrew, what's coming up from the Lions' perspective here in Arangira and the holiday periods?
Yeah, so every year we put a float into the Santa Parade. Mm-hmm. We will be putting our Lego Man back in last year. That was a massive hit. All the kids loved it. I got quite a few high fives last year.
Nice.
So they really enjoyed themselves. We just do a few other projects. We help other organisations out and things like that. So obviously if you see us out and about in a bright blue and yellow shirts, don't be afraid to come up and give us a wave and a hello.
And of course you'll be involved with Toot for Tucker. That'll be coming up in December as well too. The Lions are always involved in that, and I love being part of that as well too. In my community, it's so cool to be part of.
Yes, I sort of forgot about that one.
That's all right.
We love getting about, going around tuning our horns and things like that. So they, the team's always out there.
Absolutely.
And our shirts, and the amazing amount of parcels that the community gives is just incredible.
Which is great, and it goes all straight back into the community. So looking forward to that. Hey, Kimberly, how and what can people do to get involved with the Arangira Lions?
Oh, thanks, Steph. Yeah, actually good timing for that kind of question. At the moment, we've got two information sessions coming up at the RSA. You may have seen the local papers. We've put a big ad in our local paper, and just trying to get people to, that are curious to just come in and just have a chat with our team and see, what can they do and how can they help make a positive impact in our community. So we've got an information session on the 16th of November at 2 p.m. And then we have another one for those that maybe are working on the 20th of November at 7 p.m. So we're doing tea and coffee at the RSA. Just come in the main doors and you'll spot someone in a Lions t-shirt, and just come in and find out what we do.
I think it's fantastic that you're offering two different times, because as you said, hopefully being able to target people sort of maybe my age, approaching, dare I say, at 50. And that way, you can get more people involved with what the Lions Club do at different ages as well too. So, hey, Kimberly, apart from those info sessions, how would someone find out more? Like, they want to know more, how many hours do they need to give, or information, or does it cost and all that sort of stuff? How do we find out?
Yeah, so just come onto our website page. So it's the Rangiora Lions Club. We've got our own actual site. And you can just read about all of the projects we're doing and, you know, what kind of commitment people are making to our club at the moment. And, of course, just reach out, you know, through social media or somewhere and just arrange to meet with someone. And, you know, everyone from the club are friendly and they're happy to sit down and just talk to you about what we do.
Perfect. Yeah. The other option is you can always call us at Compass FM 311 7100, and we can also pass that information on. It's nice and easy as well too. So nice and really easy to find out more about the Lions Club. Yeah. Thanks for that, Kimberly. That's really cool. So I love the fact that it provides a great platform. Andrew, do you say that it provides a great platform for the community?
Oh, absolutely. We're always happy to see new people come through the door.
Yeah, develop. So what's the benefits to being part of, I know I'm putting on the spot here, just a little bit, Andrew. Yeah. So what are some of the benefits, maybe from you personally or people that have been involved with the Lions Club, have benefited from being part of that wonderful organisation there, the Lions Club?
Oh, yeah, you have put me on the spot there a wee bit, Steph. Yeah, I'll just say, it's just the warden of seeing young, especially young people, if we've supported them in sporting things. The one personal sport that would say who's also come to some of our events like the Rambler is actually Angie Petty. We back in the day we supported her a lot to get to where she did, and she got to a few Commonwealth games.
She's
a
awesome.
Lot of games, so
yeah.
She's absolutely amazing. And just seeing that, like the Community Wellbeing Trust, which actually attended
yes.
their AGM just recently, because we gave them $2,000 from our Rambler
fantastic.
Event at the start of the year, and they had us in a booklet and they were just so appreciative. So seeing that, it makes your heart sort of warm up. So it's all that sort of stuff. And also making new friends and connections.
Yeah.
And especially if you're new to the
yeah.
area, you get to actually get to know the people and what sort of has happened in the... We've got a lot
in
of people that can tell you the history of Rangiora.
Yeah. But also developing some leadership skills. A great part with volunteering with any organisation is if you're currently in the situation where you might be out of work, or maybe you're a new mum or a new dad and you've got a little bit of time, the great part is that looks great on your CV when you start, you know, when the timing's right for applying for jobs. But as you're saying, it just builds up that self-confidence. Hey, thank you so much for coming in today, Andrew and Kimberly, and we look forward to seeing you next time. Maybe we can catch up before Christmas.
Yes, hopefully. Just before then.
Thanks, Steph.
That would be wonderful.
Steph.
You're more than welcome.
Compass FM.